The Spotlight. Join us on The Spotlight, the program that highlights the inspiring journeys of UN volunteers across South Sudan. Discover their challenges, their achievements, and the impact they are making in the communities across the country. Tune in every Friday at 1 p.m. with a repeat on Sundays at 8 p.m. only on Radio Mirror, the voice of peace.
Hello and welcome to the Spotlight on Radio Miraya. My name is Helen Toby, and today we are joined by a man whose career has taken him across continents, conflict zones, disaster areas, and some of the world's most challenging environments. Nenad Milosavljevic is originally from Serbia, now based in Greece, and currently serves with the United Nations mission in South Sudan as an air operations assistant. With more than three decades of aviation experience, Nenad has worked in Afghanistan, Liberia, Haiti, Somalia, the Central African Republic, Turkey, the Philippines, and now South Sudan. Nenad, welcome to the Spotlight.
Thank you, Helen.
Now let's start at the beginning. When did your fascination with aviation start?
I can say clearly, love for aviation started from my very, very young age. In the age at 16, I went to military Air Force school, technical Air Force, in Sarajevo, in Rajlovac, the name of the place. It was one of the biggest and very good center at this time. We're talking about 1986. Mm-hmm. And in Europe, it was one of the best at this time, with a very, very, very good system how to handle the young crowd, because actually we was military at the first day, from the first day of the school. Also, in this school, it was called and a foreign officer from another country at the same time. And it means we're talking about a very high level of education according to the Air Force regulation, according to the Air Force technical knowledge, and with the people who really love this part of aviation.
You said that your love for aviation started when you were young. What captured your imagination?
I like aircraft when I was more younger. Mm-hmm. And my history is a little bit interesting because, you know, I start like a technician when I finished the military school directly, because like military they decide me to start to be flight engineer, flying with a helicopter operator, and continue to growing up. Mm-hmm. And in some point, after some years, I try to change this line, because if you remember, Yugoslavia was one big nice country, and after all this war, everything was more or less destroyed, and it was not opinion what I wish to do.
So you served as a flight engineer in the former Yugoslav army. What lessons from those early years still guide you today?
This is the first lessons in my life. Mm-hmm. From the army, they teach me how to work the people, how to understand the people who is from the different town, different culture, different beliefs, mm-hmm. different religion. Because in Yugoslavia we have few different religions, and we work all together. Okay. And this is a start, we're talking about 40 years ago. Now, environment is the same.
You first worked in South Sudan before joining ANMES. What was your impression of the country?
The first time when I came to South Sudan, I was in the position of the base manager for airline, mm-hmm. contractor by United Nations. South Sudan, the first few, I find some people, Because at the first of the beginning, when I came here, when I need to handle some simple situation with the crew, with the passport, with anything, mm-hmm. I find open smile. I told them, guys, I'm this, what I am, and I come here. And some people, if you believe me or not, I don't know how situation is today. But I said, okay, no problem, we'll help you. They offered me tea. I remember the exact room where it is at the airport at all. Offered me tea to say to talk to them. They was interesting because I'm a Serbian Greek, and about Greece they have a lot of knowledge. Some people from South Sudan speak Greek language. I don't know if you informed me, but the program before was to educate in the some people finished the Greek school, very good Greek university, mm-hmm. and speaking fluently. And you know, they keep me so close to them even now.
And those are South Sudanese?
We're talking about South Sudanese.
Oh, wow. That's interesting to hear.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if you know that.
Okay. And you came back to South Sudan to work as a UNV. What is it that about South Sudan that keeps you loving this country and wanting to come back?
In the global, at the time, when I finished with the previous job, actually it was end of the mission, because all this job between all these years I was a representative, like base manager for Ireland. I worked with Ireland with helicopters, with fixed wind, and go more or less around the globe. But to come in South Sudan is looked really friendly to me, friendly thing, country, and the people who's here, mm-hmm. it like to support you.
Okay.
I believe this, because in aviation you can have a good touch. And every day, even now in the morning when I come here, I find a few smiles before I reach the office.
Mm-hmm.
This is the truth. If we talk about the guards, if we talk about my colleagues, if we talk about the people who working with, you know. And this is enough for you to give you good energy, good opportunity to say, okay, one nice day, let's continue. When you start day with smile, it's going well, believe me.
So it's a very beautiful place to be in.
Yes.
Okay. So can you describe to us a typical day in your role as an air operations assistant?
Role of air operations assistant, it's one of the very difficult job,
mm-hmm.
because on your shoulder is so many things and so many details, so many timing, should be everything done. We don't have second chance, because actually in my position, I provide some information to the flying crew that I'm the last person who they see before they going to task the order. And I need to be very, very careful with all information, all the details, and be sure the crew is informed, the crew know everything, because we're talking about human life. We know in all around South Sudan how is the places, how is the runways, how is the everything, and we need to be very, very careful of it, and we are focused on it.
Mm-hmm.
Even we working in all the time, day, night, especially when we do any medevac, casevac to help the people, to save the lives. And I know it's not easy, it's difficult, but it's our decision. And every time when we do something, we take in one big plus in our heart to go higher,
mm-hmm.
to go higher with ourselves, for ourselves and for our colleague and for our community.
Okay. Now, many listeners may not realize how much planning happens before an aircraft takes off. What are some of the responsibilities you handle behind the scenes?
One of the responsibilities is to inform the crew what is the condition of the runway when they go at the time. At the real time, because if there's any rain, if I send you in Bentuin or it'll send you in Ye, in any Rumbek, whatever, and there is rain and they cannot find the runway, how we will handle it? I don't want to be in the place of the pilot who, Kundi to land. Mm-hmm. And for this reason, we keep it informed the crew. It's one simple moment. We don't talk about security reason, about our procedure with risk, with confirmation of the risk assessment level of the situation on the ground. All this situation, all this is one big chain of information we need to provide. And when chain is full, we know now it's okay, now it's clear. We give it a green light. The pilot is happy, crew is happy with all information to go to do the task.
Okay.
And especially this mission, because I visited many missions. This mission in UNMISS should be proud of all this procedure and the people who create procedure in this mission. I believe this one is the safest mission to fly for mm-hmm. the pilot. And this I heard today from one pilot who's going to pension. Today was his last flight, 65 years, my last flight. I fly like a contractor for many missions, mm-hmm. but this one I'm always happy. I know everything.
Now let's have some music break. Can you tell us about your first song that you've selected for today, and why did you select that song?
This song I selected because this is from my country. It's a nice talking about love for our country with me, they didn't indicate, but it's nice song who liked it by my father, my grandfather, and something, you know.
Okay, and what is the title of the song?
Svilen Konats.
Hey, ženjo moja, pusta devojačka.
Welcome back to the Spotlight on Radio Miraya. Today, I am having Nenad, who is an air operations assistant with the United Nations Mission in South Sudan. Nenad, you've worked in places experiencing conflict, natural disasters, and humanitarian crises. Was there ever a moment you find yourself in a situation and you thought, this is why my work matters?
Okay, I visited and I worked in many countries with conflict situation, and because in all these countries I was contracted by airline for United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean, United Nations? United Nations, we're going to help the people somehow, in one or a different way. And in the point when we help the people, it's easiest to decide to go to do the risk, because if you risk yourself, everything, it's easier to do when you know you will help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
When you know you will help somebody, it's different to counting.
Mm-hmm.
This is like you indicate in my experience, because I fly like a pilot coordinator with helicopter for firefighting in Greece, and when you rush to be faster than fire to save the people, to save the houses, to save what they have, it's really one interesting feeling when you know you save the people.
Mm-hmm.
You coming with so biggest positive energy in you, believe in you. Everything is going better in your life. I don't know to explain how this universe works.
Right. You've mentioned that you are involved in firefighting operations in Greece and in Turkey. What are the similarities between emergency aviation work and humanitarian aviation work?
In firefighting, we was on duty and we need to be on call. Actually, we need to be on sky in 20 minutes. It means like emergency. We are on duty all day.
Mm-hmm.
And in humanitarian, I was more like base manager to arrange everything with the crew, with flight, with all things according the crew, and to be professional representative of the company who involved me in this operation. Mean I need to be sure they all task will be tasked properly, then the crew will do proper job exact on the place. And also when, because I was involved in few mission, what was a really quick mission, we're talking about about a mission contracted by UNCAS. We're talking about 2010, after the big disaster in Haiti, because I was first one who reached it, and after with the helicopter we're going quick to deliver food and water to Haiti people who stay without anything.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really, really good to know. You help the people, you give them.
One of your assignments, from what I've seen, that you were involved in organizing rescue of stranded helicopters in the mountains of Afghanistan. Can you tell us about that experience?
This was one big operation, because we have situation, then pilot got engine failure in mountain of Afghanistan. We're talking about very high level. And at this time, we was lucky, this gentleman that was experienced, that he was a pilot instructor, and they found one very small place to land the helicopter. Actually, the helicopter had some damage, but with 20 passengers and 4 crew members, nobody injured. And now after this, we needed to take the helicopter from there. There was no road, no anything. And the global MI-26 was the biggest helicopter sent it, and to arrange everything.
Mm-hmm.
with NATO, with with old people there, how to go to mountain to catch and sling the another helicopter and bring them back to the airport and again continue, catch them and take them out from the country.
Mm-hmm.
This was a really, really big operation to make a lot of decision, and in this this part is one of the really, really amazing things.
Okay. Now, throughout your career, you've been managing large teams and coordinating with governments, militaries, international organizations. What is the secret to leading people in high-pressure environments?
In high-pressure environment, to leading, it's like my first lessons when I was young scout in military school, to work with people, with different people, different culture, different religion. If you respect everyone, everyone will respect you. Actually, respect is one kind of the mirror. If you respect everyone, everyone will respect you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is somehow like in my secret. And many times, I do one question to myself. How United Nations with so many different people working nice?
Mm-hmm.
Usually you make the question, but if I ask one question, for example, on one hand, if we have five different fingers, on one hand, if we have five the same fingers, will we be able to do the same things like we work now with five different fingers? What do you think?
I don't think we can.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. This is the secret. This is the secret how we work.
Mm-hmm.
This is the secret how United Nations work. We are all different. Exactly. Like the fingers of one head.
Mm-hmm.
And this is give us opportunity to do many things. Because one finger is long, other one is strong, other one is small. And this is all together when it's work like the arm of one hand. This is the secret how they put it. And also this is the secret how our aviation alpha team work.
Okay.
Because of this, we keep it working well and keep it strong.
Okay. So what has been your most memorable moment in your professional life?
It was many around, you know, because to working in environment where it is, you know, under fire, especially Afghanistan, was very, very difficult to work with all information. You have to go in many places to do job for the crew.
Mm-hmm.
To extend the visa, especially, it was really, really difficult. And for my good luck, I have good people who took care about all situation and if it's anything, especially Kabul was on every corner. But, you know, with good people, with good professional colleagues, you can do many, many things.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you don't believe in it, you can do it, you'll do it. Simple.
Okay. Right. And what has been the most difficult moments?
Difficult moment was a few times when we was under attack. And the difficult moments, it was because I didn't have contact with the crew at the moment, because I would like to inform them, don't come from the airport. And there was a really, really stressful till I find out a way to reconnect my satellite phone for communication. But, you know, this time, you know, so like every minute is passing like an hour, believe me.
Okay.
But after everything is, you know, forgettable, it's passing like another page in the book and let's go.
Coming into a field like South Sudan, you stay for a long period away from your family. How have the absence of your family make you feel like when you're here?
I have full support from my family, from my wife,
mm-hmm.
in all I do, because they know I do, to help my family, to push them, to grow the family and kids on the right way, and I see they're really, really good kids growing on the correct way, to be correct person, correct people who will respect the rest of the world. And I'm really happy, and I know it's not easy to stay, especially for the kids in young age. There was many situations, how to explain why daddy missing from home and another daddy is here. This is one of the
most difficult.
Of the most difficult question, and more difficult to give answer on it.
Mm-hmm. I can understand. And how do you stay connected with them while you're working remotely?
We're talking almost on daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
By internet, about all the problem. I keep it focused on the family. In the time when I'm not on duty, of course, I plan the time always. We have to have time for kids, especially because kids, not kids, it's people, but just in small, with character, with all the plus and minus, and we need to respect them like old people, and explain them like old people. To try to avoid anything will catch you.
Now let's have another music break.
About Adonis Remos. This song is one nice and happy Greek song. Really nice, and according exact this one, it's connected with another one music instrument calling lira, with very nice, complete modern and old music in once. And this music instrument is coming from Creta Island, because I spent 17 years on this island, my life in Greece. And it's an amazing time, and this is, you know, so positive, so...
Μη ρωτάς τι κάνω απόψε από το πρωί που ξέρω εγώ πως θες να δεσμευτώ. Εδώ καίγεται ο κόσμος, τι να πω που να είναι σταθερό, σε σένα που αγαπώ, σε σένα που αγαπώ. Μπορεί να βγω, μπορεί να μπω, μπορεί να φύγω και να ξαναρθώ. Μπορεί σε σένα να ανοιχτώ, μπορεί στον εαυτό μου να κλειστώ. Μη μου ζητάς να ορκιστώ, σ' αυτό το χήμα κόσμο εγώ που ζω. Πώς θες να πω, για πάντα σ' αγαπώ. Για μένα τα ίδια τώρα αισθάνομαι κι εγώ. Μα για δύο πώς να πω. Εδώ μέσα σε μια ώρα καταστραφή και μια φορά. Τι μπορώ να υποσχεθώ, σε σένα π' αγαπώ. Ξαναρθώ, μπορεί σε σένα να ανοιχτώ, μπορεί στον εαυτό μου να κλειστώ, μπορεί να βγω, μπορεί να πω.
Welcome back to the Spotlight program on Radio Miraya. My name is Helen Toby, and today I'm hosting Nenad, who is an air operations assistant at the United Nations mission in South Sudan. Now, Nenad, you've worked in Liberia, Haiti, Afghanistan, Somalia, the Central African Republic, and now in South Sudan. What has the service in these countries taught you about resilience?
In each country and each mission make me more rich in experience, because in each mission I find something different to handle. Mm-hmm. In one country, maybe it was the crew, how to handle better environment for the crew, or better anything for them. In another, how to handle better technical possibility of the aircraft, or how to make something. But every mission, even if it's something with a problem, anything that make bigger my experience on it. Mm-hmm. And in all these years, you know, my bag of experiences almost.
Okay. Did you have any dreams apart from working in the aviation sector?
My dream about aviation and working in the aviation sector is from my young age. Mm-hmm. And I really, from my history, you can see, will not change it.
Okay, so that is what you've dreamt since you are young until now?
Until now, yeah. I don't like to change the dream. And also, maybe you see, I have a pilot license. I was member of Air Club of Hania. Mm-hmm. It's one air club on the Creta Island. I was active member at the time I was there, with many flying hours around the island and with colleagues. And also, I don't know if I indicate in my bio, at this time, because of the fire, we do island watching for the fire. It means air club, they give us the aircraft and the grandmire, mm-hmm, by the fuel, and we just make cross island, because this is not small island. Creta, mm-hmm, Island is something like 60, 70 kilometer by 330. And there is enough place to go, to watch, to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when you continue to work like this, and you are like a friend with sky, this friendship is forever.
Okay. And when you look back on your life so far, do you feel like you've spent your time well?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe I spend my time well. I believe, and I know I give it my best to improve. Because I always, when I see something, and if I can do something better, I will do it. And I really, really like one idea to make, mm-hmm, happen.
Okay.
And in many situations, many things is working well. I cannot be stopped at one point. It's like swimming. You need to move.
Right.
And you will be on the top of the water. If you stop moving, you go down. This is life for me.
Okay. Well, now we've reached to our final music break. Your last choice is 1492. The Quest of Paradise by Vangelis. Can you tell us why you chose this song?
If you heard this song, you don't need the words. Mm-hmm. You will just feel this music. And this music, it's something like, for me, it's something like the basic things for life, for move, for survive, for vision, for love for this world. And if you listen to this music, even if you not feel well, for example, me, if I didn't feel well, I'll put this music. And after, according to this, I don't know if it's frequency, if it's music, if it's song, make you feel better. Try it.
Okay. Now let's listen to 1492, Conquest of Paradise by Evangelist. You're listening to the Spotlight program on Radio Miriam. My name is Helen Toby, and with me in the studio is Nenad. Nenad, every guest on the Spotlight gets the opportunity to recommend a book. What book has influenced you in your life, and why would you recommend it?
In my life, I read many books. Some of books I read when I was young, I find them after 20 or 30 years in the movie. Mm-hmm. One of the books was Muad'Dib. Muad'Dib, it's one like, maybe you don't know, but now they make them the movie, Dune, what is very popular now. And I was so surprised. I said, okay, I know this whole story. Mm-hmm. Because there was like 6-7 books when I was so, so young. And also, this is one for science fiction part, but if we talk about something about life, I will recommend Harold Robbins with Avenue Square 79. It's also one interesting, actually, hard rubbish. I read many books of him, according the real situation in the life, according the people who is coming from downsize to growing up, to growing like people, according also human relationships with different people, different culture. It's for me was interesting. It's just something, you know, some book tell you, I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe you find it in your life, definitely you are.
Okay, well, thank you. Now, after more than 30 years in the aviation and humanitarian operations, what advice would you give a young person considering to choose a path like yours?
I actually do this because in my operation, like IROPS assistant, we have a young officer who is coming to work with us, and I'm in the position to teach them, to give them basic knowledge, and I believe they took the most of the positive and useful things from all this operation. But the first thing what I want to teach them, accept the people like they are, and you will see how you can use exact what you need in their job, in their professionality, and never be ashamed to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And always, if somebody asks, answer, repeat the answer, be sure they understand.
Mm-hmm.
Never put yourself on ego. In our profession, ego, they don't have any place.
Right.
Even if in the life, if you just take your ego out, you will be more happy person, you will be more successful in everything you.
Well, Nenad, thank you for sharing your remarkable journey with us today.
Thank you very much, Helen. Thank you to call me in the mission.
Okay. And thank you, our listeners, for joining us on another edition of the Spotlight on Radio Miraya. Until next time, I am Helen Toby. Thank you for listening.
The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music.